We are now joined by the USA Today Minor League Player of the Year from the Rays organization, Blake Snell. Blake, congratulations. I'm sure it has to be good to hear those words said surrounding your name.
Yeah, I was really excited when I found out. Really honored that they thought that highly of him.
Were you surprised at all? I mean, obviously you've had a great year, but to be recognized as the Minor League Player of the Year is something special.
I'm really honored by it, humbled by it. I kind of thought that I put quite a good year together, and for them to think that I put the best minor league year together, it really means a lot to me. So I'm excited about it.
Have you taken a look at the list of some of the players who've won this? I mean, from the Rays organization, it's David Price, Jeremy Hellickson, Josh Hamilton, and, you know, at a national level, we're talking about guys like more recently Chris Bryant and Xander Bogaerts and Paul Goldschmidt. Some pretty good company.
Yeah, it's some big-name players. So I guess I got some big shoes to fill if I plan on making a name.
And I'm sure your family's going to keep you humble, knowing how influential they were in the year that you had. You know, what have they said to you about the year that you've had, and what's it meant to have that strong support at home?
It's been huge. They're all pumped. They all saw about it, and all kind of sent some texts or talked to me, and just, they're just really excited for me and what I put together, and, yeah, it was funny because my dad was more like, congratulations, but we got to start getting ready for next year. So, it was cool. It was cool that they're all excited for me, but, it was a good moment to have.
Now, before we talk about, you know, your hopes, obviously, for the future, let's touch a little more on this year. You put 134 innings together. You had the lowest ERA in the history of minor league baseball since Justin Verlander in the early 90s. How do you feel physically after putting a career-high 134 innings together?
I feel really good, yeah. I didn't feel like my body was tired at all. I felt really, really good. I felt my body really bounce back well from every start. I felt really great, and I was really pumped that I was healthy the whole year, so I was able to put a year like that together.
And I know going forward, obviously the Rays want you to be able to increase innings year upon year. Are there things that you learned from this season that you may lead you to do some things differently in the off season, or knowing you have more innings, you just work that much harder and getting that much stronger?
Truthfully, my mindset is I'm going to start my workouts in a couple weeks, and I'll get it going. But, everything's going to stay the same. I'm not going to think any harder on doing anything differently because what I just did last offseason worked this year. So I figure if I continue to work just as hard, it should be paying off the same amount for the years to come.
You moved from high A to double A to triple A. Did you notice much of a difference in terms of the hitter that you faced, and what adjustments, if any, did you have to make as you moved forward?
I noticed that the experience of the hitters, they had more of an idea of what they wanted to do. And they were really more just a complete hitter. They knew what they wanted to hit. They knew what they couldn't hit. They knew what they were looking for in certain counts. They were just polished hitters. So that was kind of cool to see that if you made a mistake, that usually they were going to make you pay for it. And that was fun to learn and just be a part of that.
Where do you think you grew the most this year in terms of the way you pitch?
Probably say spring training, getting ready, trying to figure it all out again. And that's kind of where I feel like the most adjustments, that's where I learned the most from. And that's kind of where I was excited to start it up and kind of tell myself this is a big year that I need to have. And it was fun that looking back on it, I was able to feel I was starting out in spring to set and go for.
Where have your pitches grown, or which of your pitches do you think have grown the most?
I'd probably say the curveball's grown the most because it wasn't even on there as a pitch that people even thought about. So I'd say the curveball just because the arm speed of the curveball is better, the depth of the curveball. It's a real curveball with good arm speed now, and I feel it complements my fastball that much more. of my fourth pitch that I threw in this year that I've always had, but this year is when it really came out to look like a curveball and be a curveball, and it made my slider that much better. So I'll definitely go with the curveball.
Now, you're going into your protection year, and I guess obviously the expectation is you're going to be on the 40-man and headed to spring training. But down the stretch of this season, was it hard to block out the possibility of getting a call-up? Was it something you thought about at all?
Yeah, I mean, I really thought about it a lot, more so once I got called up to AAA, and then I was like, I'm one step away, I can do this. And I felt like I put together such a good year to where I could get that call up. It didn't happen, but no, I had a really good year, and I was really, really had a good time in Durham learning from Kyle Snyder and just being a part of that team and learning from my teammates. It's had a lot of ex-big leaguers and a lot of people that got caught up to the big leagues that I could learn from. So that was really cool to be a part of that, and it was really cool to pick JP Arancibia's brain because he was a big league catcher for so long. So to be able to really have conversations with him and really pick his brain, that was huge for me.
You mentioned earlier in the year that when you went to the awards last season, it was motivating. I assume you're going to be back there for the awards at Tropicana Field during the upcoming homestand next week, and how much more motivating will it be knowing how close you are?
Yeah, it'll be real motivating. I'm excited for it. Excited to go over there, watch them play a game, and just excited to see all the guys that I played with this year and see them living out their dreams. So I'm excited to go back and to see a lot of the faces I just saw, and yeah, just see that they're living out their dreams. So it'd be cool to be a part of that and get to cherish that with all of them.
Well, it's not far from you living out your dream as well. Congratulations on a terrific year and all the honors you're getting, especially Minor League Player of the Year from USA Today. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.